True Christian's affection for spiritual power and wisdom from God. Paul disclosed, Colossians 3:2, set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Verse 16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. When we are born again, we are spiritually in the kingdom of God. The word of God is not mere written words. It is the indwelling power of God. That is what motivates and controls the lives of those who obey Him. Jesus Christ proclaimed, St. Luke 17:20-21. The kingdom of God cometh not with observation, behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Jesus Christ is King of the universe. Eventually, all worldly powers will become extinct. If you do not have the Holy Spirit, He will doom you. When Jesus returns the second time, He will not come to save the world, but destroy all unbelievers who are disobedient to His word. Prior to His coming, the sinners of the world will fight holy people, as they did in ancient times. Exodus 1:16-18, and He said, when ye do the office of a midwife to the Hebrew women, and see them upon the stools, if it be a son, then ye shall kill him, but if it be a daughter, then she shall live. But the midwives feared God, and did not as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the men children alive. And the king of Egypt called for the midwives, and said unto them, why have ye done this thing, and have saved the men children alive? Verse 22, and Pharaoh charged all his people, saying, every son that is born ye shall cast into the river, and every daughter ye shall save alive. The time will be as it was in the days of Herod, when he made a decree to kill all babies 2 years old and under, because he desired to kill the holy child Jesus. It will be one of the worst eras of all times. God spoke to Joseph in a dream. St. Matthew 2:13. Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. Verse 16, then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceeding wroth, and sent forth, and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem, and in all the coasts thereof, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. The wise preacher, King Solomon, wrote in his prophetic message, Proverbs 1:24-31, because I have called, and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded, but ye have set at naught all my counsel, and would none of my reproof, I also will laugh at your calamity, I will mock when your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you. Then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer, they shall seek me early, but they shall not find me, for that they hated knowledge, and did not choose the fear of the Lord, they would none of my counsel, they despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way, and be filled with their own devices. When Jesus literally descends upon the earth the second time, he will destroy atheists and liars who fight true Christianity, and all other unbelievers deceived by the devil. He will put an end to the devil's reign and all evil people on earth. John was prophetic, Revelation 20:10, and the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Jesus reveals to us the destruction of humanity who would not depart and repent of their sins. St. Matthew 25:41, then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Psalm 47:2, for the Lord Most High is terrible, he is a great king over all the earth. Isaiah 9:6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. All generations of his kingdom will be those who have the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ. Those who do not have the Holy Spirit will fight against the spiritual kingdom of God, in the hearts of believers, because they are deceived. Revelation 17:14, these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords, and King of kings, and they that are with him are called, and chosen, and faithful. Those of us who have the clean and humble Lamb Spirit of Jesus Christ will be with him forever. Once again, humanity in their sinful condition, will find themselves in a distressing predicament without the power of the Holy Spirit. The preeminence of the Holy Spirit shall prevail in the eternal kingdom of God. Paul said, 1 Corinthians 4:20, for the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. John spoke about the spiritual powers of those who are born again, will have through faith in Jesus Christ. 1 Epistle of John 5:4, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. We can observe that faith is a great power. It will help us conquer all enmity within ourselves. Thus, we become victors through the power of faith. Jesus matures our faith when we are obedient. Hebrews 12:2, looking unto Jesus the author and finisher of our faith. Now we understand that our faith comes from the Lord. The Lord gives the power of faith to the people of God. Let us notice for a moment a great spiritual attribute given to the children of God by the Spirit of God, called wisdom. God gives his children wisdom because he has no pleasure in fools. Paul said, 1 Corinthians 12:8, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. Paul was a man of God who had wisdom above many, after he received the Holy Spirit. John the Baptist was also a man who was full of the Holy Spirit and power of wisdom. St. Luke 1:13, but the angel said unto him, fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. Verse 15, for he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. Jesus said, St. Matthew 11:11, verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist, notwithstanding he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. Let us notice the emphasis that Jesus placed on he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. Jesus is proclaiming, although we might not have the great ministry that John the Baptist had, however, if we are his least one, we are as great in the sight of God as John. When we have wisdom, which is spiritual judgment, we will know how to use spiritual knowledge. 1 Corinthians 6:4, if then ye have judgments of things pertaining to this life, set them to judge who are least esteemed in the church. All who have the gift of the Holy Spirit have a portion of wisdom to differentiate between good and evil. Jesus said, St. Matthew 10:20, for it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. Although you may be the least esteemed in the church, if you have the Spirit of God, who is the Holy Spirit, you have the power of wisdom. Jesus continued, St. Matthew 11:19, but wisdom is justified of her children. Jesus articulated that wisdom is a powerful sign that we are the children of God. Let us look back for a moment in the book of 2 Chronicles to read words of the Lord concerning King Solomon. He was the wisest man on the face of the earth in his time, and a preacher who was a soul winner. Proverbs 11:30, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. God literally placed him in the kingdom by promise. 2 Chronicles 1:7, in that night did God appear unto Solomon, and said unto him, ask what I shall give thee. The Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream and showed him that his heart's desire was wisdom. He is asking those of us, who love him, what shall I give you? This was Solomon's answer, verse 10, give me now wisdom and knowledge, that I may go out and come in before this people, for who can judge this thy people, that is so great? Each minister of God should pray for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to differentiate between good and evil. Verses 11-12, and God said to Solomon, because this was in thine heart, and thou hast not asked riches, wealth, or honor, nor the life of thine enemies, neither yet hast asked long life, but hast asked wisdom and knowledge for thyself, that thou mayest judge my people, over whom I have made thee king. Wisdom and knowledge is granted unto thee, and I will give thee riches and wealth and honor, such as none of the kings have had that have been before thee, neither shall there any after thee have the like. Solomon, the king, could have desired the death of his enemies, long life, or riches. Traditionally, in Israel, the kings fulfilled their desires when he reigned, but Solomon's only request was wisdom. He sought after the power of wisdom to do judgment and justice for the people of God. Therefore, the Lord said his wisdom would exceed all kings who were before him. Afterward, there would not emerge another king in the likeness of Solomon in wisdom. He did not seek the kingdom selfishly. He desired to understand the people of whom he was a part. This also pleased the Lord. The Lord gave him riches, which he did not ask for, because he sought after spiritual things of the kingdom of Israel. Therefore, we do not have to do evil to get money. If we do good helping others, as Solomon did, subsequently wealth will follow. God will give us a crown of life and honor, for doing what is right. Wisdom, knowledge, and understanding are acceptable to God to do good and not evil. When you hurt others, you ultimately hurt yourself. Jesus said, St. Matthew 6:33, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God, and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." If we seek spiritual things of the kingdom of God, the Lord will add to us the temporal things. Solomon concluded, Proverbs 4:7, "Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting get understanding."